In the late 19th century in France, at a time when France was increasingly secular, very anti-clerical and anti-church, a young scientist was riding on the train going out to the countryside. And he sat down next to an elderly man who was praying his rosary. The young scientist told him, rather patronizingly, that if he only had an idea of what modern science was discovering day after day, then he wouldn't feel the need for such a medieval superstition like praying the rosary. And he spent the trip talking to this man about the things that he was learning about as a young biologist. And towards the end of the trip, he gave him some pamphlets to help to educate him on what was going on in the scientific world at the time. And then they introduced themselves to each other by name. And it turns out that the man who he was sitting next to was Dr. Louis Pasteur, who was not only the person who invented the vaccination and was key in its development, but also the person who discovered pasteurization, which made food much safer, and is named after him. The man went away, I'm sure, rather embarrassed, and hopefully giving a second thought to that life of faith that he saw in this great scientist, but also humble man. Because Louis Pasteur was a faithful Catholic because he realized that, as the psalmist had said thousands of years before, man cannot buy life without end. Even though his discoveries had elongated life and continues to elongate life for all of those who receive a vaccination or drink pasteurized milk or many of the other discoveries he had, he realized that nonetheless, we're all on the same road towards our final end. And in those final days when he was on that train praying the rosary, he was less looking back, I'm sure, at the things that he had discovered and more looking forward at what this new life would bring. Because Jesus invites us to participate in a life that doesn't end. The disciples didn't really believe this, or they didn't understand, as the gospel says today. In Jerusalem, in Galilee, in Judea, and really throughout the Semitic world, there were always these teachers who came along, had a powerful message, maybe performed some signs, and then eventually were killed by the authorities, and the disciples scattered. And we don't hear about them anymore. That was sort of the pattern that that time and place was going through. And Jesus was another one of these, perhaps with far greater signs as the Son of God, perhaps with a more powerful message because it's one that resonates with those that he created. But nonetheless, when he was killed 2 days ago on Good Friday, the disciples did not go around proclaiming him. As we know, they all scattered. Peter, the head disciple, the head apostle, denied him 3 times. Only St. John and the faithful women stayed even with the body. Now, the apostles had done what every other group of disciples had done for the last 200 or 300 years at that time. That is scatter. And had it gone a few more days, they probably would have begun to go back to their former lives as fishermen, as tax collectors, and as the many other things that they did. But we know that that's not the story because something phenomenal happened. These men who were completely afraid, who were hiding in the upper room, who were ready to go back to their lives and forget that they had ever made this mistake of following this guy named Jesus, saw something. Something that was so miraculous and so amazing that not only did they not run away from the message, but they became inflamed with it. They left everything that they knew and went around the world preaching that this man they had followed had died and then risen again, and that he offers us a participation in that life, that if we carry our crosses, small or large, the way he carried his, and participate in the cross, and we all participate in the cross in some way, whether we believe in Jesus or not. But if we carry that cross like him, then we'll also participate in eternal life on Easter Sunday. They were so sure of this message that they went all over the world and were willing to be tortured and killed rather than to deny what they saw. This is our greatest opportunity to have faith. Yes, there are many miracles that we see in the world. The miracles of our Blessed Mother at places like Fatima and Lourdes. The miracles that we see in the Eucharist. The miracles that we see in our own lives. The kind of miracles in the world that caused Einstein, much like Louis Pasteur, to say that the more he learned about the cosmos, the more he came to believe in a wise and intelligent God. There are all of those signs. But the greatest sign is that a man was killed and came back from the dead. And we have this on the word of witnesses. Historical documents that, if they were about anything else, would be undeniably true. Four gospel writers, all writing at different times around the same 100-year period, giving us the same story. Men who saw this, willing to go around the world and die for it. People whose lives have been changed for these 2,000 years of our Catholic faith, built on the rock of Peter, that first witness we read about today. And we have that opportunity to join in this unending life. See, Louis Pasteur realized that even though our life expectancies are now off the charts compared to where they were in Jesus' time and where they were in his time, that it didn't really matter. Because he's been dead for 122 years. And yet, we have that great hope and faith that he's not gone. That far greater than anything he did with his life is what he did with his death. That he died in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and lives on in the communion of saints. And we have that opportunity to do the same. So today we have to ask ourselves, what are we really preparing for? We're not going to live forever. And would we really want to in this life, oftentimes so full of strife? Or are we preparing for something that is going to go on forever? Something that was promised to us, not with mere words, not as something as flimsy as an advertisement, but with an action. The action of conquering death. That conquering of death, witnessed to for 2,000 years of faith, and now open to us each and every Sunday when we come and receive our risen Lord in the Eucharist. Christ invites each of us to renew our commitment to what it is he came to do. Not to prolong our lives with a vaccine, but to kill death itself through his death and resurrection.